I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Monica here in the studio. Also, Karen is here. We have Edith as well. And on the phone, we have the Clinton County Democratic Party Chairman, Mark Newhart, who's taken time out of his supper this evening to talk to us about something coming up. June 19th, that's just a couple days away. Mark, this is all happening Saturday night, is that right?
Saturday afternoon, about 4:35 o'clock at the TPA Park Bandstand,
So
you were correct.
So this
and
is...
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, girls. How are you tonight?
Hello. How are you doing? Thank you for taking time out. Muchas gracias.
De nada, de nada.
Oh, see? He does speak Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo estás? No, we just keep going, right?
I speak Spanglish, and before I embarrass myself, I'll stick with English.
That's the name of the game here.
Well, Mark, if you would, go ahead and tell us about what we can expect Saturday afternoon. I know you've got some local dignitaries and some regional people coming in. It's the American Rescue Plan Tour, which is basically something that was rolled out a couple months ago, and now they're traveling across the country telling us about it, right?
Well, it's specifically in Indiana. The Indiana Democratic Party is sponsoring and putting on this American Rescue Plan Tour where party members and officials are going out into the different communities to explain, answer questions regarding the American Rescue Plan that was passed by President Biden. What we've got going on Saturday, and I'm proud to say that we're just the fourth stop on this American Rescue Tour here in the state of Indiana. We've got from the 12th District, Mike Andrade, and from the 2nd House District, Earl Harris Jr. is coming to speak. A local friend of ours, mine, Sheila Clinker, is coming to speak a little bit. And then headlining is Christina Hale. You'll remember her. She was worked for the state of Indiana and has been a candidate within the state of Indiana a couple of different times. But we're just here to explain to this particular instance, people of Clinton County, how the monies, our tax monies, is being appropriated and how spent. The schools, I know Frankfort School District has already gotten a portion of the money and was able to do some good things. I believe they gave out bonuses, or I know they gave out bonuses to teachers and staff. There's money specifically coming to all four schools in Clinton County. Money specifically coming to city of Frankfort and the towns, and then there's money specifically for the counties. And it's our duties as constituents is to see how this money is spent from the city council level to the county council level and county commissioners, and of course with the school boards and the school district. And I like I said, I'm just happy that these folks are taking time out of their busy schedules, and they're going to come to Clinton County and help explain this.
So, Mark, we know that we're on the radio talking about this, and you're trying to get the word out. Obviously, this is something we would love constituents to come out to, and if they have some questions, these elected officials could probably answer them and just find out a little more information.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. They're knowledgeable on this more so than I am, let's put it that way. And I went to a particular one in Howard County last week, saw Joe Donnelly and Dr. Jennifer McCormick, the last elected state superintendent of public education. They came and spoke on the subject. They were very informative, lots of questions asked. It was very informative and a nice meeting.
Very good. So we're encouraging people to show up a little before 5 o'clock. Going to be at the TPA Park Bandstand in Frankfort, which can hold quite a few people. So maybe bring a lawn chair.
Bring your own chair.
Yeah.
Your own chair.
That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No. That's all right. We know that if we're at the bandstand. It's a good rule of thumb to bring your own chair. Karen, you have anything else for Mark you'd like to mention here?
Well, I'll just quickly say it in Spanish. How about that?
Yeah, we'll let you tell everybody.
Bueno,
Mark. Thank you. Gracias.
Karen, you might also remind our viewers that that Christina Hill is Christina Hale and Mike and Andrade. I can't always.
Andrade.
Andrade. They are both Latinos and will speak some to the Spanish folks, the Latino Spanish speaking folks there also.
That's amazing. Okay, entonces para la comunidad, el presidente Biden acaba de pasar una nueva ley de plan de rescate para americanos. Entonces, esto va a ayudar a los americanos en ciertas cosas y para que tengan o ustedes sepan cómo se está usando el dinero de sus impuestos, vaya el día 19 de junio, que es este sábado a las 5 de la tarde, para que se puedan hacer preguntas sobre qué es este plan, cómo se va a usar, qué se están usando estos fondos. Muchos de los fondos se han usado para a las escuelas, para dar los pagos a los maestros, pero ellos les pueden responder sobre cómo se está usando este dinero. Estará ahí Cristina Hill y Mike Andrade, que los hablan español y les pueden responder sus preguntas sobre cómo se está usando este dinero. So, involúcrese, está haciéndolo esto el partido demócrata, en donde van a estar haciendo posible y poder hablar sobre este plan.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks again for taking time out of your evening, and thank you for getting this set up with these folks to come to our community and tell us a little bit more about it. So thanks for your time.
Hey, it's my pleasure. We'll also be doing voter registration for those that aren't registered to vote.
Oh, good. Yeah, so, right on.
We'll have a table set up for that and a petition for another statewide candidate. So, hey, come one, come all. Take 5 minutes out of your Saturday and come see. The state party is doing this for us. And I'm, like I said, proud to be able to support and sponsor stuff like this in the county. And thanks again for your time, ladies. And, Kevin, thank you again.
Thank you, Mark.
Sure thing.
Yes.
If anybody has any questions, I'm in the phone book in Mulberry, so give a call.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Mark. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Gracias.
Thank you.
Buenas
Bye-bye.
Noches.
All right. Mark Newhart, the Democrat Party chairman in Clinton County, appreciate his time.